will tremble at the mention of your name. Demons will tremble at the mention of your name. They will, they shall, they must tremble at your name. They will, they shall, they must tremble at your name. They will, they shall, they must tremble at your name. They will, they shall, they must tremble at your name. Sickness must bow at the mention of your name. Cancer must bow. Heartaches must bow.
Oh, that's Miranda Curtis with Bless Your Name. You're listening to the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show on KAYTKQJOFM, the Every Generation Station. Glad to have you here on this Monday, Memorial Day. Did you know that Big Lots is going to be opening up some 70 stores once again? You know, they had a big closing maybe a couple years ago. And they closed the one here in Alexandria, and 70 more are going to be opening around the country. I don't think it's going to be opening here, though, so it doesn't really affect you. But just know that Big Lots is making a comeback somewhere in the world. Hallelujah. All right, here's our Bible Jeopardy Challenge. Which book speaks about how good it is when brothers live in unity? That's a good one. All right, is it Job, Psalms, Esther, or Ecclesiastes? Which book speaks about how good it is when brothers live in unity? Job, Psalms, Esther, or Ecclesiastes? Of course, I can't tell you where to go to look it up. You might have to Google it. But if you do, call me 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. I'd love to hear from you. Make sure that you respond in the form of a question. I'll let you come sit at the front of the class. Anytime, 24/7 at www.kaytfm.com.
I asked my big brother to come and help me with this one. Ladies and gentlemen, Ernest Pugh.
Oh,
seen it before.
Again and again.
Again and again.
Been here before.
I've been here before.
Pain.
The pain.
Yeah.
That's brand new music with Lashae Knox along with Ernest Pugh. It's called Right There. The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show is right here on your radio station, the Every Generation radio station, that is. You know, this is a time where we have to kind of shake out and shake off all of our doubt and go into some radical faith and believe that God has heard us and that he has answered us, even if we don't see it just yet. And it takes radical faith to do that. And I know